With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Health now has a new CEO. Matt Shahan has reached an agreement to become the next CEO. According to the news record, Shahan will be an employee of UC Health while running CCH and will report directly to the Hospital Board of Trustees. His contract includes $425,000 annual salary plus benefits. His start date is in May, but he'll be attending the hospital board's upcoming March retreat. A Gillette man has been sentenced to up to 85 years in prison for sexual assault and sexual abuse. John Mills was convicted on 3 counts of first-degree sexual assault, 6 counts of third-degree sexual abuse of a minor, and 1 count of sexual battery. The sentence is based on a recommendation from Deputy County Attorney Nathan Hankies, who said Mills is a sexual predator. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. At its regular meeting on Tuesday, the Gillette City Council approved a contract with Interstate Engineering for the design, bidding, and construction of a new city pool complex. According to the news record, the $416,000 contract is fully funded and will come out of the city's general fund. If all goes according to plan, the new city pool will open in the summer of 2024. U.S. House of Representatives candidate for Wyoming Harriet Hageman and U.S. Senator Paul Rand of Kentucky will be here in Gillette for a town hall meeting hosted by Campbell County Republican Women at the Campbell County Public Library. The event is from 12:30 to 2 p.m. today. No tickets are required, but seating is limited to 300. Both Hageman and Paul are appearing in Cheyenne before flying to Gillette. Hageman is challenging Wyoming's incumbent Representative Liz Cheney. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.